up with good friend Jeff Walls. We're going to take him back to McNair County, Tennessee, back in the early 1970s, back in the day when Buford Prussell ran things around there. Well, Sheriff Buford Prussell, he was a big tall man. He was about 6'10". He was very muscular. He was heavily armed. He carried a badge. And if that wasn't enough, he also liked to carry around a great big stick made out of hickory wood that he referred to as his Buford stick. The Sheriff Buford Prussell was trying to clean up McNair County, Tennessee from all them bootleggers. He was bringing crime and corruption and illegal liquor into his little dry county just south of Jackson, Tennessee. And for his troubles, he got ambushed, and his wife was murdered, and his house got blown up, and made a movie about it called Walking Tall. And it wasn't a very good movie. In fact, it was kind of a crappy movie, but nonetheless, it became somewhat of a cultural phenomenon in part of the country where we all grew up. Walking Tall came to one of the only three theaters in my hometown of Florence, Alabama, to stay there for 9 months straight with lines around the block. So local Chevy dealer decided maybe it'd be a good idea to have that big tall sheriff and his Buford stick show up at his dealership. Maybe he'd sell some cars. The Sheriff Buford Buster showed up at Tree Crump Chevrolet in the summer of 1974, and thousands of people showed up. The whole goddamn town of Tuscumbia, Alabama just shut down. And for his troubles, he was given the keys to a brand new Corvette. 2 weeks later, he ran that brand new Corvette into an embankment. He died right back home in McNary County, Tennessee, under mysterious circumstances. So, of course, they made a couple of sequels that were even crappier. And later on, even a remake that was even worse. Yeah, it just kept going downhill from there. But nonetheless, in all the Walking Tall movies, the Sheriff Buford Prussell was waging war against the Southern crime syndicate, the sort of redneck Sopranos that he referred to as the Boys from Alabama. And now some coincidentally also came from my hometown. So we decided to write a song to tell their side of the story. It's from their point of view.